You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, November 27th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 10%. That's how much shares of Best Buy rallied on Tuesday. The big box electronics retailer jumped after it released a profit forecast for 2020 that was better than what analysts had expected. Best Buy's third quarter profit and sales also beat estimates. That report mattered for more than just Best Buy. The holiday shopping season starts Friday, and investors are worried about retailers' financial performance and their ability to compete with giants like Amazon. But on Tuesday, investors seemed optimistic. And Best Buy's upbeat quarterly report helped the retail sector outperform the broader stock market. The next number up is 15%. That's how far Dollar Tree's stock fell on Tuesday. The discount retailer tumbled after it reported disappointing quarterly results. Now, as I just mentioned, times have been tough for retail. Dollar Tree has been struggling to turn around its Family Dollar chain, and the process seems to be going slower than analysts expected. And that became apparent in Dollar Tree's earnings report. Not only did the third quarter's net income fall from last year, but Dollar Tree also said it expects next quarter's results to fall short of Wall Street's forecasts. The company blamed its gloomy prospects on the U.S.-China trade war. That's because the company has to pay more for products, or product parts, that it imports from China. Our last number is 2. That's how many restructuring plans have been proposed in the bankruptcy of Pacific Gas and Electric, the California utility known as PG&E. One plan is from shareholders and the other is from bondholders. The two groups are competing to control the power company after its reorganization. And today, the state's regulator will decide whether to do a lengthy investigation of either of those plans, or maybe both. If the regulator decides to investigate only one plan, the other plan will probably win out. But if it investigates both, that could delay PG&E's exit from bankruptcy. And any delay would be bad for PG&E, especially because the utility has to be out of bankruptcy by the end of next June if it wants to tap a state wildfire fund. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, November 27th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and since the market is closed tomorrow, Numbers by Barron's will take a break, but we'll be back on Friday. In the meantime, take a listen to the latest episode of The Readback out this afternoon. It's all about dividends, something many investors are pretty thankful for. Happy Thanksgiving.